Hey guys, this is Alexis, one half of DNA, and you may notice that my partner, my dad, is not here with me on this episode today, and that is because he is watching the Chicago Bears take on the Buffalo Bills on Fox 32 Chicago, so that just leaves you guys and I to talk about San Diego Comic-Con International, the Teen Choice Awards, and much, much more. So let's jump right in. So the last time I podcasted, I did a takeover to talk to you guys exclusively about SDCC and the cast panel that was conducted along with the creative crew on the third season of the Smash CW hit series, Riverdale, and I dove into the topics of that season. I went through the cast list and all of that, but as I went through the cast list, I thought I didn't miss anybody from this cast of characters, but it took me a few days to realize I did miss someone, and that someone was the wonderful Ashley Murray, who portrays Josie McCoy. So let's jump right into her dynamics in season 3. So at the end of season 2, you may have seen that Mayor McCoy and Sheriff Keller started having an affair, which heavily impacted Kevin and Josie, so they're gonna pick up where they left off with Ashley hinting in the panel that Josie and Kevin might become step-siblings, and that was all that was said about the dynamic on Josie and Kevin's side of things in Riverdale. So, with that being said, and all of the cast covered from the SDCC panel, let's move on to the Teen Choice Awards. So the Teen Choice Awards took place, I think, if I remember correctly, on August 12th. And I am going to now look up on Instagram the nominations and the wins in each category that Riverdale was nominated. Here we go. So, the two that I know of, and the two that certainly did win, were Cole Sprouse for Choice Male Hottie, and Mark Consuelos, the man who I originally got into this series with my eye on, for Teen Choice Villain as Hiram Lodge. And may I mention that Cole Sprouse plays Jughead Jones in Riverdale. So, with that being said, with those two topics covered, I would just like to cover another topic, which has nothing to do with celebrities. This has something to do with our podcast listeners, and my dad and I were wondering, what would our fan base or our listeners like to be called. So, like, the girls of Fifth Harmony have their fan base called the Harmonizers, or One Direction having their fan base called the Directioners, things like that. So, for the listeners of this podcast, what would you like to be called? What name should we grant our fan base? Let me know by chiming in on Instagram, by DMing me and following me at AlexisWinkleman9628. That is AlexisWinkleman9628. I hope to hear a lot from you, and the next time we will be joining forces again, the next time I should say my dad and I should be joining forces is Monday, which is the day before I start my first day of sophomore year in high school, just to talk my goals and my excitements and just sophomore year in general. So we will see you guys Monday when we team up again. So I hope you guys liked this episode and hope you will join us Monday. Thanks, guys. Alright, guys, one more thing about Riverdale. New promos have surfaced for the third season. One encasing what it takes to survive in Riverdale. Another, I don't know if I told you this during my last takeover, but the official SDCC promo for season 3. So I just wanted to make sure you all know that before I leave this episode. So I hope you guys check those out on Instagram. You can follow Riverdale on Instagram at the CW Riverdale. Hope you enjoy those promos. And again, I will see you Monday when me and my dad again join forces. Bye, guys.